The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Well, we talk about guns, and we talk about wildlife, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as we're within the parameters of the great outdoors, and that's a big parameter. We welcome your phone call. We welcome your conversation. So here we are. Today we're giving away, well, not today, but this month, we're giving away a fishing tackle lure package, a bass package, bass fishing package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and we are ready to go with how that works. Yeah, you simply give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, and our fine call screener producer, Aaron, will take your name, for first and last name, and write down your phone number legibly and correctly, and we will call you at the end of the month if you happen to be a winner. Oh, the only other part of that is you have to get on the air with me and just got to say, hey, I just want to get in a contest, or good morning, or have a question, have a comment, whatever you'd like to be. And while you're calling and having all that done, we're going to continue our conversation with other folks about whatever topics they would like to call in about. I try to offer up a thought-provoking subject from time to time, or sometimes we just let the events of the day rule the conversation here. And in general, you guys are the producers of the show, because you are the ones who supply the content and await my comment. You know, AI, as I like to say, Alan Intelligence, that's what runs this show, not necessarily music, although we try to pick up some pretty good music from time to time. We throw in a few old classics in there, some old rock and roll, some country western, some songs that are novelty songs that are funny that we like, and we throw in some stuff that you may or may not have ever heard before, or only have heard on this show. It's not commonly played. Right, Aaron? Oh, man, that was fast. By the way, everybody, Robin sends her love. So she came home from the hospital Monday. We'll talk about more about that later. Who's our first caller there, Aaron? Lee in Linthicum. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I am doing well. I just wanted to say I enjoy your show. I listen every week, and I also got into the contest for this month. But I also had a question. I know you live on the Eastern Shore. Yeah. With my grandkids, I wanted to do just some hand lining and maybe some traps.
Okay.
Is there any good, like, piers or anywhere where we could go? We used to go out at Crab Alley Bay years ago, and in a boat, though. But
right. Okay. Well, Roman Coke is right down Route 8, all the way at the end of Route 8.
What do you do? Just come over the bridge and go towards?
You just come over the bridge, take the first exit, head down towards Kentmore that way.
Okay.
And there's two piers down there. There's Mattapique, okay, and then there's Roman Coke at the end.
Are they pretty low where they could actually dip the stuff themselves, or long net, or?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they sure could.
Okay. And then is there any other ones that you know, or?
Down on the shore, there's some.
Or even land on this side, really. I'm actually on this side of the bridge.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of piers over on the East Baltimore side. Some of the Some of the parks have some pretty good piers.
Well, like gunpowder or something like that, or
some of those, but more so along the East Baltimore. Boy, the name just escapes me right now. But I'll tell you what we'll do: we'll toss that out there, and we'll ask some of the folks where to go, and let the audience help us out here, and they're very much more familiar with the area than I am in East Baltimore.
Right.
But I do know there are some parks there, and
they don't need a license to crab, right? But I would.
Correct. That's correct. And today's a free fishing day. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, free fishing day. So you can you go out there. Yeah.
But
so,
that's something to add to my fishing lesson, right? That doesn't.
Yeah, it's like $2.
Oh, okay. I'll just add it all when I get there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing your fishing license online, or are you going to a shop?
No, I'll just go right down to Clyde's.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. They've got everything right there. And
yeah, you just go down there and pay them, and they ask you everything you need. And that's a great store, too, by the way. I know you.
Oh, thank you. They've been a long time sponsor of the show. So.
Oh, yeah. They just have everything you need.
They do, no question. Mm-hmm. So.
All right,
man. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
Nice talking to you. My pleasure.
All the information you give out to all of us every week.
We do try.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. Just trying to think of the name of the piers over there in East Baltimore and around the region where he can go take his kids crabbing. So any help from our listeners? I know Gary lives in Dundalk, and I know some of those folks are very helpful. I mean, it's nice if you have a friend who has a waterfront home, you know, that has a little dock out there, and you can go out on a private dock and do that. That's pretty nice too. So. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you'd like to get in the fish and tackle contest, the giveaway, or comment on Lee's call. We'd love to hear from some suggestions from you. It is a free fishing day, as I mentioned. There are several of them during the year, and DNR is very nice about providing that opportunity for those of you who want to, you know, just introduce the kids to fishing or just go out and try it yourself without having to invest in a license. So my fishing license and any senior fishing license is just, it's the best bargain in town. It really is, $5. And we can fish for a year. I have my fishing license now, and, you know, hunting license is low price as well. It's a great way to get to the outdoors is to get old. You save a few bucks. Ammunition is still though through the roof. So, you know, and any other accessories that you need, and we always wind up needing something. We need some, you know, some. Hey, that's a cool looking shirt. You know, we need a nice new camo shirt, or we need to get some. Some scent-free detergent, or, you know, some spray to put on our boots and clothing to make us scent-free. We need to put some, you know, some bug spray on to keep the ticks off of us. The tick adventure continues. One of our friends got bitten by a tick and did not treat it, did not know about going to the doctor, did not know about going to get a treatment of antibiotics. But I highly recommend if you're bitten by a tick, see your doctor. First off, don't do what I do. Don't just, you know, remove the tick without identifying it. You should try to identify what kind of a tick it is, whether it's a deer tick, which is black-legged tick, or a lone star tick, which has a white spot on it. You should try to identify the tick, and that could help you because different ticks have different tick-borne diseases that you can be afflicted with. Several of them are, one of them is Lyme, one is Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, one of them is alpha-gal allergy, which causes you to be allergic to red meat, beef and pork, and venison. So you've got to identify the tick, but also get it treated. Typical treatment is a course of doxycycline or another antibiotic. That's the one I happen to be finishing up today. I finished my 2-week course of doxycycline this morning. And then another month, I will get a blood test and see your doctor. Make sure you get a recommendation for the proper Lyme test when you get your blood drawn, and then you'll know. Then you'll know if you have any of those particular things. Now, of course, anytime you're bitten by a tick and you have some type of, you know, flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms after that, then you have really need to see a doctor. Any weakness or pain in your joints, any swelling at the site, any bull's eye ring looking like a bruise around the site of where that you've been bitten by a tick is indication of not good things happening. And there could be no signs. There could be, particularly with the alpha-gal allergy, you just you won't feel any particular symptoms from the tick bite. You may not even know you were bitten. But what will happen? What will begin to happen is you eat a hamburger, and you know you'll get a rash, and then you'll say, "What the heck happened here?" You go out to dinner, you get a steak, you lay in bed. And you start to get some itching and some hives and things like that. And it progressively gets a little bit worse every time you eat some red meat. You know, eat a hamburger, eat a steak, eat some pork chops, or, you know, so have a pulled pork sandwich, whatever it might be. And you have an allergic reaction, and you don't know why, you need to get checked. That alpha-gal allergy is troublesome, very troublesome, that you can't eat red meat. I've had several friends that have that. One, after about 5 years of doctor visits and treatments, I don't want to say it went away, but he's not bothered by it anymore. Other people are being treated by such things as acupuncture. There's an acupuncturist in Southern Maryland who's treating a friend of mine and several other people for alpha-gal allergy. So, and with very, very good results. So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff out there. And early on when I moved to Maryland, I met a fellow whose sister was afflicted by Lyme disease to the point where she was disabled because it affected her joints so badly. And others that I know have been very, very, very poorly affected by Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. One friend had both Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. My son-in-law has had both, and he's being treated for Lyme, a lifetime of Lyme. So you've just got to be careful out there. That's one of the bad things that can happen to you in the outdoors, and I don't know why I got off on a tantrum about Lyme, other than the fact that I know a little bit about it. There's a couple of agencies in Maryland that you can go to for some more information. But if you just simply put tick diseases in your search engine, or Maryland tick diseases, or something like that, you'll come up with way more information than you need. So. There we are, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I said that Robin is home from the hospital, and she is. She came home Monday. She's having some in-home treatment. The visiting nurse was here the other day. Physical therapy was here yesterday. She was in a far, far better frame of mind this morning than she's been most of the week. She has gained a lot of fluid. And John B., she says she's sorry she was just too late for her to text you back last night. So she apologizes for that. She sends her love to everybody. She wants to be on the air. So she's on the road to recovery. She's seen her endocrinologist. Spoke with him yesterday. She's under a great treatment plan with him. So moving forward, we see nothing but good stuff. So, she sends her love. So that's the update on Robin. Let's see here. The aforementioned Clyde Sports Shop, 2307, Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, does have everything you need for crabbing. They do have the prepared trot lines and the trot line accessories if you want to make your own. If you just want to buy the line and get all the droppers and get all the bait bags and that type of thing, the snoods, they have all that. If you want, and the weights and the buoys and such on and so forth. If you want to buy a pre-made trot line, they have those as well. Now, crab traps. What's your favorite? Where do you crab in Baltimore? Where can you publicly crab? That's a question. And what's your favorite method? Is it hand line? Well, they've got it. Is it the open top crab trap that are stackable? They've got that. How about nets? You know, the round crab nets that you drop the net in with the bait attached in the middle, or the wire nets where you put the bait in the middle and drop them to the bottom, you pull them up with the crab in the net. Those are very effective and inexpensive for crabbing off a pier. Other people use the pots with the doors on them that open up on the bottom and pull them up and the doors shut, but they're square and they take up a little bit of room. Anyway, Clyde's has all that stuff. They have the seasoning too. They have the steaming pots as well, all right there. You got the nets, the gloves, the measures, the tongs, and anything and everything else. Oh, don't forget the bait. They've got the wives and the chicken necks and that type of thing right there at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne / Halethorpe. The phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. Man went by there the other day. That backyard of Backyard Billy's is absolutely packed full of sheds and swing sets and gazebos and pergolas and chicken coops and dog runs and dog pens and things like that. They've got a tremendous selection of all that stuff for the outdoors, with free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Delaware beaches and the Maryland beaches as well. We talked to Brian the other day. He said, you know, you got to understand that when somebody buys something and we're gonna deliver to the beach, we like to make sure that we've got a couple of deliveries that are going that way so that we can spend our day there, and rather than, try and run back and forth. So you've got to schedule your delivery and work with Backyard Billy's on that piece and part of it. So that's being said, that's very reasonable, but they're very friendly about it. And, of course, it comes with the service. What impressed me is the other day I was with Bill walking around through the store. There's fire pits in there that are made out of recycled those big giant propane tanks. Not the little ones now, not the little, barbecue grill ones, but these are the ones that heat your home. They've been multi-purposed. They've been formed into these beautiful freestanding fire pits, is what I would call them, a freestanding fire pit. Someone's taken those propane tanks. They've cut them so that you can see the fire. They've surrounded them with expanded metal. They've added a dimension to them that might suit your needs. There's loons and ducks and fish and different things like that, and they're pretty cool, and they're big. They make a big bonfire that's very helpful to keeping everything contained. And then there's several other models as well, the standard fire pits and fire rings and things like that. So check all that out. Don't forget, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace, your insert, your hearth dealer with the pellet stoves, the wood stoves, the gas stoves, the electric stoves, all of that stuff. And we'll talk more about that later. But Backyard Billy's and Hearth America are located right off Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. Drummer Drive is where you get to off Evans Avenue off of Route 18. If you're coming up from this side, get up, go through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, or left on Evans Avenue if you happen to be over that way too. And then that takes you right to to drummer. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by and check it out today? Route 50, exit 44B. Your backyard is going to look just great. No question about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, Sally Danny, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Pork salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. No. You suck a little pussy. Oh.
Wow, there we go. There goes a little Elvis. How about that? So you always go to Baltimore County Government, look at Baltimore County Parks. There's a number of parks listed there. You can filter it by fishing center, piers, boat ramps, things like that. There's more than you can imagine. There really are. Fort Howard, forgot about that. There's Lee checked in, Fort Armistead, Boston Street Park. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate that. You're helping out. Everybody's helping out. Oops. Hold on. Fort Armistead, Boston Street Park, Turner Station, North Point Park. These are some of the ones I was trying to think of, was North Point and Armistead. Yep, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Lee, and thank you for helping the other Lee who called in. But, yeah, I think if you do about 10 minutes worth of searching Baltimore County Parks, you can come up with a – and some of them even have pictures of their piers and their facilities and things like that. There's boat ramps and all that. But anything on the water that has a pier in and around the Chesapeake Bay is extremely helpful and, you know, usually pretty easy to dump a trot line off of. There was a – my uncle years ago when I was a kid, I mean a kid in the 60s, we would go on his boat, and I don't know if he went out of Stony Creek or Rock Creek or one of those places, if he had a marina over there, but I know the marina had a dock, and I met this cute little girl crabbing, and I didn't know what she was doing, and we got along really well, and we were crabbing together, and that was my introduction to crabbing in Chesapeake Bay, you know, just with a little crab trap off the dock. So pretty cool. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, Bill, it is going. Our covers are going to press next week, I think, and it'll be out in a couple of weeks. So thank you for asking, Bill. 410-922-6680. We're still looking for information if you'd like to point our first caller, Lee, in the right direction, where I can take the kids crabbing. That would be great. That would be great. He likes, you know, in and around the Western Shore area. I'm sure there are places in Anne Arundel County. I'm sure there are places, you know, elsewhere up and down the bayfront. I gave him a couple here. He asked me about the shore. I gave him Roman Coke and Mattapique, but, you know, there are county parks and places that have Harbor Hospital. That's true. People do crab at Harbor Hospital. You're absolutely right. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, got a question for you. How many of you knew that after 50 years, the Maryland duck stamp program came to an end in 2023? How many of you knew that after 50 years? You know, this is not the National Duck Stamp Contest. This is the Maryland Contest. Maryland had its own duck stamp. And I'm guessing that many of you who were waterfowl hunters and are waterfowl hunters had those duck stamps. You know, maybe you kept your license with the duck stamp. Maybe you bought extra duck stamps to put in a collection of some kind. And 50 years on, Maryland decided that it was time for the program to end. It was kind of a jumping off point, 50 years. The artists who competed were all notified last year. I think that all happened during the Waterfowl Festival weekend. And there is no more duck stamp competition in Maryland. What are your thoughts on that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I mean, I can see DNR's rationale, you know, with the limited resources available and the budget cuts and things like that, they've got to figure out what the best program is for their staff and for their budget. So, you know, they've been slimming down and trimming down under the former administration and the budget diet continues through this administration. So they're doing the best with what they can. the limited people and the limited budget that our state allocates for its Department of Natural Resources. Sad, in my estimation, very sad, with our beautiful Chesapeake Bay, with our abundance of public lands and our abundance and variation of waterfowl and wildlife that we have here in Maryland. You know, we have things that are just absolutely amazing. You know, we have how many museums dedicated to waterfowl? We have the Upper Bay Museum. We have the Havre de Grace Museum. We have the Ward Museum. We have the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum with its wonderful waterfowl exhibit. We have, help me out, there's probably a couple more. We have the great Patuxent National Wildlife Refuge and their programs and their big visitor center. Gorgeous. It's just another, in my opinion, it's just another decline. I look at it as a decline. DNR looks at it as a jumping off point where they can contribute their efforts to more and better wildlife management. Now, keep in mind, to their defense, the salaries that of the people and the resources that were dedicated to the duck stamp contest were not covered by the Wildlife Restoration Fund matching funds, which is a 3-to-1 match, dollar for dollar, $3 from federal resources, taxpayers, basically, to the money that's spent, you know, within the department on license sales and things like that. So it's a cost-saving measure on that end, and that staff and that money can be dedicated to other resources. You know, and wildlife management programs and fisheries management programs and things like that that are backed up by the Sport Fish Restoration Fund and the Wildlife Restoration Fund are expensive to facilitate. And if you got a slim budget anyway, you can't hire the people that you need to hire to make that happen. So it's a budgetary thing on one aspect of it. On the other aspect of it, you know, the people who collect duck stamps, first and foremost, are the hunters. The people who, you know, pay for the duck stamp are the hunters. But there's a whole nother market in there. There's a whole nother bunch of collectors. And if you look at the amount of money and effort that is dedicated to that program, the collectors, for the most part, are, well, I'll say not that, not for the most part. I will say this. There are any number of collectors that are like the rest of the outdoor community, which are the hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers, that don't contribute to the Wildlife Restoration Fund with their purchases of, you know, backpacks and hiking gear and kayaks and binoculars and things like that. They don't buy any boat motor fuel. They take advantage of all the public lands without giving one thought as to how those public lands came to be public. You know, they were once private lands or lands that were put into conservation easement and donated to the state or purchased by the state with sport fish recreation funds or wildlife recreation funds, which were paid for by hunters and anglers. And I'll get into that explanation if I get a question about it, but let's leave it at that. So, there's the conversation. Duck stamp or conservation seems to be a choice that the Department of Natural Resources has made. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, John B. Thank you very much. You got Robin's, hopefully got her message about too late to text you last night. Yeah, Hanover Street Bridge is another place where people fish and crab, that's for sure. So there's another resource. So Lee has been very, very helpful in that. Patapsco River, Fort Armistead, Boston Street Park, Turner Station, North Point Park, Harbor Hospital, Hanover Street Bridge. So there's a bunch of options for you. 410 WCBM 680. I've been yakking. Haven't talked to too many callers here. Been texting a few, but any callers on the line there? Aaron, want to get in the contest? But, you know, it might be a little early. But did you learn anything about duck stamps? Or ticks today? Ah, good. They were just waiting for me to shut up. All right. Well, while they're doing that, I will tell them about Spurry's Tire Service. Talked to Brent yesterday. Nice haircut, Brent, by the way. Your beard was getting a little fuzzy. 410 WCPN 680 is our phone number. Spurry's Tire Service. I told you how I was going. Well, I did. I went and got the evaluation on my truck. They took care of all the check engine lights that were showing up. They took care of all the little wrenches and all those programs that were firing up and causing me stress. Long story short, the F-150 went down the road. We traded her out. Traded her out for a new pickup, and we'll tell you more about that later. But I will let you know how the adventures go. I've driven it for a total 10 minutes, and I know somewhere down the road, Spurry's Tire Service is going to get the tire service work done on it like they do for the rest of our family. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50. That's in Easton, Maryland, where I live. That's where the local folks get their tires and auto service work done. Brent shows up about 6:40 in the morning, 6:20 in the morning, and there's already somebody there with a tractor tire waiting for him to fix their tire. American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as all the other brands, from Michelin to Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, and Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors, farm tractors, all the farm machinery, your wheelbarrow, your mower, your trailer, your ATV, any kind of trailer, any kind of ATV, UTV, RTV, whatever. Spurry's has the tires. They do. And they have such great prices that people come from across the bridge to get a set of tires from Spurry's Tire. Excuse me. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. It includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when the check engine light comes on, like they did with my truck. They have a 24-hour truck service and much more. Many more services has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin, me, and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. They'll go out, check the size, check the inventory, put your tires on while you wait. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384, 822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. Phone number again, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, let's talk to Mike up in PA. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan. And fine day it is.
Beautiful.
We're on our way up to the Pennsylvania State trap shooting competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a nine-day affair, 2,700 targets.
And you're gonna have a sore shoulder at the end of the week.
No, not after all these years.
There's no feeling left.
We shoot hundreds of thousands of targets. Well, you know, Alan, these trap guns are fitted and designed, even though they're 12 gauges, you shoot 300 targets a day, and you don't feel it.
Yeah.
Just used to it.
Yeah, sure.
But
what is your shotgun of choice? I'm sure you have four or five, at least.
Well,
but what are you shooting this week?
I had a custom-made Kohler from Racine, Wisconsin. I'm sure you've never even heard of them. Made 15 years ago. I've got 400,000 targets through it. Still the same gun. Looks like new. And there are guns like that.
Yeah, sure.
Craig Off makes one. Silver Sights there in Baltimore makes one. They're just unbelievably good guns and insanely expensive.
No question.
But
how do you spell the brand name of your gun? Custom made what?
K-O-L-A-R.
K-O-L-E-R. Okay, Kohler.
A-R. K-O-L-A-R.
Oh, K-O-L-A-R, like Polar with a K. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And
well, this is what happens, to many people, once they get involved in a sport, they like it and they want to be good at it. And obviously, with 400,000 rounds, you enjoy it, and you know you compete. And it's something to see. I've only been to one or two of these events where there's this multi-day competition. But let me ask you a question. As a veteran, experienced, I don't know if you call yourself a professional or not, but shooter in the shotgun sports, you know, we advertise for Clyde Sport Shop here, and an entry-level gun, or maybe a gun that's not quite up to the Kohler, but what are your thoughts on the Browning firearms that the different Saturi series for over and under for, you know, regular guys and middle range or, you know, shooters? Is that a pretty decent gun?
Well, there are a lot of Saturis on the trap fields. Of course, the most famous one is the Browning BT-99.
Yes, the BT-99. There's one for sale here in Easton, by the way.
Oh, it's a wonderful starter gun. And,
okay.
There are thousands of them on the trap fields. It's just a magnificent gun. They last forever, and they're just wonderful.
Okay.
I started out with a 525 Sporting.
Okay.
Now they've gone to 725s, but they're over and unders, and so you can use them for all three disciplines in trap shooting: singles, handicap, and doubles. BT-99 is only a single barrel gun,
right,
but still it is a tremendous firearm. And by the way, the Maryland State Shoot starts Wednesday. The following week, and that runs for 5 days down
okay.
at Vermont.
Right.
And
I think I've been to that one. Yeah, I think I've been
yeah,
to that
it,
one.
It's, yeah, it's interesting, too, Alan. You say you don't see it that much, but basically there's a trap club behind every stump in these two states, Maryland and Pennsylvania. North Carroll shoots every Wednesday night.
Yeah, I know about Carroll County, yeah.
Yeah. All those clubs, and they're all active, and public's welcome to shoot at them. You don't need to be a member.
Okay.
And any gun you want to bring is pretty, you know, bring your old duck gun if you want to. The thing
sure.
is, we're limited to 12 gauge maximum and ounce and an eighth of number
sure.
7.5 shot.
Right.
You could, you know, I started shooting with a Browning super light feather, wonderful little grouse gun,
mm-hmm.
beat the snot out of me.
yeah, that's what people like. Oh man, I love carrying this gun. It's so light. It's like, you know, try shooting it. yeah,
absolutely. Try. Oh, it just pounded the daylights out of me.
Oh yeah,
you shoot 25 shells in a row out of one of those things, but. It's just wonderful. Oh, and one more thing I wanted to tell you.
All right.
We went to our favorite crab place in Maryland yesterday down in Emmitsburg, and the Maryland crabs are in, and they're full, and they're sweet, and they're heavy, and they are just wonderful. Oh, my gosh, we had a nice meal.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So maybe you need to try Madonna Seafood.
Oh, we will. We try them all over the place.
Yeah, Madonna Seafood. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. And don't forget, Maryland Loves Crabs is out there now. It's 90% distributed. We got a couple little spots we've got to do yet, a little further west of Maryland, and then a couple places in Dorchester County down Hooper's Island we've got to go. So, but the bulk of them have been distributed. I did the Baltimore area yesterday, all day. The big. Restaurants and seafood places up and down the Beltway corridor, so you can check all that out too. So,
by the way, I wanted to tell you one more thing. You said about the people who do not contribute to Maryland's taxes and
yes.
supporting sporting clubs and so forth, and it's something that's come to my attention over the years. It's It's that you have all these factions, trap shooting among them, mm-hmm. The kayakers, the horse riders, all the other people, and if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. I'm telling you that Maryland bill that just got knocked down about the steel shot or the banning lead would have ended trap shooting. Period.
No question.
That would have been
no question. Yeah, no question.
It would have been the end of it.
No question. And, now, the thing is about you guys, though, you buy guns and ammunition. You do contribute. Whether you hunt or not, you do contribute to the Wildlife Restoration Fund. Anybody that buys a firearm, anybody that buys ammunition does. Because that, and I don't have a minute yet to get into that explanation of those funds and how they work, but there's an excise tax that's passed on from the manufacturer to the wholesaler to you. You wind up paying that 11% excise tax. Oh, it's kind of like a pay-as-you-go thing, but that money goes. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and not only that, we contribute and support the Maryland Sportsman's Council.
Sure.
I'm a officer of the North Carroll Club.
Yeah.
And through them in Washington County, and we have a lobbyist, and want to take some of the credit for making sure that bill didn't get passed, among others. And it's so important. And
yep.
And
did you
together and fighting yep. these idiots is just.
But, by the way,
all of us.
By the way, did you enter the contest? Did you leave your contact information with Aaron?
I did.
Great. Okay, good. I might get in touch with you here a little later down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I'm so happy to talk to you about that.
Thank you for the call. We got to go. There's the music.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Nice fella. Well, we were going to talk about Backyard Billy's with 15% off the Traeger grills that are already in stock and two bags of pellets. That's a deal. The wood stove inserts are 20% off. The leftover Regencies and the leftover Regency pellet stoves are also 20% off. They're making room in the warehouse for July delivery at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by this weekend and get a deal? Yep, 410-827-4500, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. We'll see you in the next hour.